Hello and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. This is the Bible teaching ministry of Rick Warren. Hey, we're so glad you've joined us. Today, we're continuing a powerful series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. And in this series, Rick will show you how to grow deep in your faith, stay grounded in God's Word, and become everything He created you to be. And now, here's part two of a message called Radical Gratitude.
What is the definition of radical gratitude? Well, turn your outline over, and the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, this is the definition of radical gratitude. He's not talking about just saying, well, I'm thankful for my parents or my family. Anybody can do that. I'm thankful for pumpkin pie. Anybody can say that. I'm thankful for freedom and health. Anybody can say that. Takes no intelligence, no character, no faith to be grateful for the good things in your life. Radical gratitude is this. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That's radical gratitude. In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, friends, this is such an important verse. I want to tear it apart word by word here. First, it says, give thanks. That means gratitude. It means appreciation. It means recognition. It means praise. It means giving credit to people where credit is due. In everything, give thanks. By the way, the phrase give thanks here in the Greek word is the word eucharisteros. Actually, it's eucharisteo. Eucharisteo is the word we get Eucharist from. Has anybody ever heard this word, Eucharist? Eucharist is one of the words that we call the Lord's Supper. It's called communion. It's called the Lord's Supper. It's called the Eucharist. What does that mean? That's the Greek word that simply means give thanks. And when we take the Lord's Supper together, we're giving thanks to God for His salvation, for His forgiveness, for our home in heaven, and all of these things. We're just giving thanks. Now it says, give thanks in, circle the word in, and then it says all, circle the word all. Now first, notice, give thanks in all circumstances. It does not say give thanks for all circumstances. Big difference. Doesn't say for, it says in. You don't have to be thankful for the bad in your life. You don't have to be thankful for evil. And there's a lot of evil in the world. If a little girl gets kidnapped and molested and killed, you don't ever have to be thankful for that. If a woman gets raped, you don't ever have to be thankful for that. When a car driven by a drunk plows into somebody and a family dies, you don't have to be thankful for that. The Bible does not say be thankful for all evil. There's a lot of evil. That would make God a sicko. Everything that happens in the world is not God's will. And people say, well, it must be God's will. Baloney. Most of the times God's will is not done. My will is done. That's why we're to pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because in heaven, God's will is always done, and on earth, God's will is rarely done. So don't blame God for all the evil in the world, and you certainly don't have to thank God for it. He doesn't say thank God for it. He says thank God in it. Why can I thank God in every circumstance? Well, there's a number of reasons. One, I know God is in control. I know God can bring good out of evil. I know even the stupid mistakes I make, God can turn it around. I know that I'm not going to have to live on earth forever. I know I'm going to go to heaven one day. I know I can't lose my salvation. I know that no matter what happens, God isn't going to stop loving me. I could think of 100 things I can be thankful for in the circumstance, even when the circumstance stinks. It doesn't say for everything. It says in. Now it says in all things. Now that word there, all circumstances, all, the Greek word is the word pas. And pas means any, all, everything, anyone, all the time, anywhere, everywhere, the whole thing. It means no exception, no excuses, no exemptions. God expects you to be grateful in every circumstance. That's called radical gratitude. Anybody can be grateful for the nice present somebody just gave you. But to be grateful in all circumstances is radical gratitude. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. People say, I need to know God's will. There it is. I want to know what God wants me to do with my life. There it is. In everything, give thanks. This is God's will for you. You say, well, what am I supposed to do in the next decade? Am I supposed to get a new job? Am I supposed to go to school? Am I supposed to get married? Am I supposed to move overseas? What am I supposed to do? God says, I'll tell you number two when you start doing number one. Okay, all those other number twos, we'll work on those, 3, 4, 5, 6. But first, let's work on this one. I want you to, in everything, learn to give thanks, for this is my will for you. Once you've got that one done, we'll start talking about number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. This is clear. In everything, give thanks. This is God's will for you. Now, why is that true? Why is it always God's will, no matter what happens in my life, that I am to give thanks, not for the circumstances, but in the circumstance? Why is that God's will? 5 reasons. You might write these down. Number one, because it honors God. Gratitude honors God. Anytime you thank anyone, you honor them. For instance, if I say to my wife, honey, I am so grateful for that great Thanksgiving dinner you made, I have just honored my wife. When I say to her mom, Mom, I want to thank you for having Kay so I could marry her, I am honoring her. When I say to you, thank you for opening the door for me, or thank you for coming to another service, or thank you, but what I am honoring you, anytime you express gratitude, you honor that person. The Bible says this about God: giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. When you sacrifice your giving thanks, what are you sacrificing? Your time, your money, your thought. It takes time to think of things to be grateful for. Now, my wife likes for me to say thank you for the things she does for me, but if that's all I ever did, she'd begin to wonder, does he really love me, or does he just love me for the things I do for him? At some point, I have to start moving to the higher level of thanksgiving, which is not just thanking my wife for what she does, but thanking my wife for who she is. That's a higher level of thanksgiving. If my kids came to me and the only time they thank me is when I give them an allowance, I begin to wonder, do they love me or do they just love the money? Now, if all you do is thank God, God, thank you for letting me get into this class. God, thank you for giving me this food. Thank you, God, for the things you do for me. God starts going, do you really love me or do you just love the things I do for you? You need to learn to thank God, not just for what he does, but who he is. God, I thank you that you're smarter than me. I thank you that your wisdom is greater. I thank you that you know it'll make me happy more than I do. God, I thank you that you're consistent when I'm inconsistent. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, God, that you're always fair. I thank you that even when I don't understand it, you have my best interest at heart. That's thanking God for who he is. And you need to get beyond the thank you, God, for food, to thank you, God, for who you are. That's taking your roots deeper. It honors God. Develop the attitude of gratitude. Doctors have shown in many, many reports that gratitude is the healthiest human emotion. That the more grateful you are in life, the healthier you'll be. Actually, physically, it's good for your physical health. The more ungrateful you are in life, the more it actually affects your health. Gratitude is good for your health. It's good for your heart. And if you say, God, I'm not going to put my feet on the ground in the morning. I'm going to sit on the edge of my bed. And before I do anything else, I'm going to stop and say, thank you. And I would say, just start this week. Every day, sit on the side of your bed and think of 10 things to thank God for before you get out of bed. It'll change your attitude. It'll change your day. The first 5 minutes of your day sets your mood for the rest of the day. And if you start it with gratitude, you'll be healthier, you'll be happier, you'll be closer to God. Your deep roots will be going deeper. You just start saying, God, let me just think of who you are, what you've done, how much you've done for me. And I make a list, and I think of 10 things, and I think of 10 more things. Give thanks. It honors God. The second thing it does is, why is God's gratitude God's will? Because it creates fellowship. It creates fellowship. What do I mean by that? It builds relationships. Gratitude always builds deeper relationships between you and other people, not just between you and God, but between you and other people. Now listen, whoever you want to get closer to, start expressing gratitude to that person and you'll get closer. If you've started moving away from your husband or your wife, you know what you need to do? You need to start doing what you did during dating. Express gratitude. Start writing little kind notes, making calls during the day. Do the things you did at first. The reason you've lost that love and feeling is because you've stopped doing the things that created that love and feeling early on. And you take each other for granted. And you want to rebuild that relationship with a friend, with a parent, with a spouse, with people in your small group. Whoever you want to get closer to, start spending more time expressing gratitude to them. You want to build your small group? Don't just go to small group. During the week, text them, email them, call them, write them. Say, you know, I'm grateful for you. And here's why I'm grateful. And you'll find that the more grateful you are for your group, the more your group will coalesce together. The Bible says this, encourage one another and build each other up. So I want to encourage you to be more intentional in expressing gratitude to the people in your small group. This week, write some notes, you know, send some texts or emails, and just tell people how grateful you are. It brings you closer together. Number three, the third reason why it's God's will for you to be radically grateful is it develops faith. It develops my faith. Now, how does gratitude develop my faith? Well, it happens when times are tough. When things don't make sense, when you can't figure it out, when your prayers are unanswered, when everything is going the way you didn't want it to go, and yet you thank God in that circumstance. God, I know you're in control. I know you love me, and I know you can bring good out of this, and I'm just thanking you. I'm not thankful for this situation. I just got fired. But I'm thankful in the situation that you're bigger than my problem, and you can turn off one faucet and turn on another just as easily, and I'm thanking you for that. That is an evidence of trust. And when you learn, anybody can thank God for good things. But if you can thank God even in the bad things, your faith grows and your roots go deeper. It's also an evidence of humility. You see, when you thank God in a situation you don't understand, you're saying, God, I don't understand this, but I'm humble enough to know I'm not God. And you are. And I trust you, and I'm humble enough to admit it, that you know what's best for me. Now, there's a guy in the Bible named Habakkuk. And I always like to bring these guys from the little books in the Old Testament in, because one day you're going to get to heaven and Habakkuk's going to come up to you and say, hey, how'd you like my book? And I don't want you to look like a doofus, like, oh, Mr. Habakkuk, I didn't even know you were in the Bible. So I want to make sure you know who these guys are, so you, when you get to heaven, you're not embarrassed. And you could say, oh, you know, I really liked what you said in chapter 3, Habakkuk. That was good. That was really good. Okay? And here's what Habakkuk said. He was going through tough times. And he says, you know, even though the fig trees have no fruit and no grapes are growing on the vine, and even though the olive crop failed, and even though the fields produce no grain, in other words, I'm going through recession, my business is in the tank. And even though the sheep are all dying and the cattle stalls are empty, in other words, he said, my portfolio has hit the skids. My 401k has become a 101k. He goes, even though all this is happening, I will still be joyful and glad. Why? Now, he's not thanking God for all the bad things that have gone wrong, not for those things. He's saying, what's his cause of gratitude? I will be joyful and glad because, here's the cause, the Lord is my Savior. Everything else stinks in life, but I can be grateful because the Lord is my Savior. He will pull me out. He'll bring me through this. He'll help me out. I'm not on my own. I'm not by myself. He hadn't left me abandoned. I'm not an orphan. He's saying, I will still give thanks to God. That is the ultimate test of faith. Can you thank God when life stinks? That's the test of whether you're a shallow Christian or a deep one, whether you got spiritual roots or you're just superficial? Can you thank God even when life stinks, when everything's going wrong? He says, if I'm going through tough times, what I need to do is not look at what's lost. I need to look at what's left. I need to look at what's left, and I need to be grateful for that. And no matter how bad things are in my life, there's always, always thousands of things I can be grateful for. And no matter how bad things are in my life, there's always, always the fact that I can be thankful to God just for being God, and that He has promised to see me through these situations, to help me out, to strengthen me, to care for me, to do miracles, to answer prayers. He's always promised, even when things don't go my way, that He can work it for good in my life. And so ultimately, the plan is in action. That is faith. God's will is radical gratitude. In all things, give thanks. Why? It honors God. It creates fellowship. It develops faith. Number four, it serves others. Radical gratitude, the attitude of gratitude that says, I'm just going to walk through life being grateful in every situation, no matter what, times of plenty, times of tightness, good, bad, right, wrong, whatever. I'm just going to be grateful in every situation. He says that actually serves others. It becomes a ministry. Did you know, we've talked about this many times, that every Christian, every believer is a minister. You are a minister. You have a ministry. You're not a pastor, but every Christian is a minister. What does that mean? It means we are to serve other people. We're saved to serve. And you can have a ministry called the Ministry of Appreciation. Do you know what the word appreciation means? Well, if you've ever bought a car, you know the meaning of depreciation. Okay? The moment you drive it off the lot, it's worth less than you paid for it. Even if it's brand new, you take it back, it's worth less. Depreciation, it means to decrease in value. If you've ever bought a house, you know the meaning of both appreciation and depreciation. You've seen the value go up, and you have seen the value go down. To appreciate means to raise in value, and this is a ministry. When you appreciate your husband, you raise his value. When you appreciate your wife, you raise her value. When you appreciate your kids, you raise their value. When you appreciate your coworkers, your staff, the people you work with in the office, you raise their value to you and to the company. When you appreciate your boss, you raise her value or his value. The ministry of appreciation raises the value of people. And that's why God says radical gratitude is a ministry. You can just go around making a ministry out of raising the value of people simply by appreciating them. Going around and, you know, one of the things I've discovered is that everybody in life needs massive doses of encouragement. I've never met anybody who says, oh no, I don't need a compliment. I have too many. Please stop. Please. Really. Please. Please stop. I'm too affirmed. Please. Don't give me any more. You have an unqualified need to be affirmed, to be loved, to be appreciated, to people express gratitude for. And you can, and so does everybody else. And if you want to be used of God, here's a little secret. Affirm everybody. Appreciate everybody. Show gratitude to everybody. You know, the team that I travel with, that we have a little pact that we're just going to leave a trail of gratitude wherever we go in the world. And we're going to express appreciation to the people that everybody else ignores. And so we make it a little game. We make sure that the maid services who are fixing the sheets in the motel, or the taxi driver, or the bellman, or the clerk, or the ticket agent, that we express appreciation to them in the middle of their busy day, that we're not going to have contact with any person on the road without saying thank you. And I'm pretty good at it, but Steve, he is a pro. He's almost embarrassingly good at it. You know, I mean, he is so good at expressing appreciation to people. I'm in awe of the guy, how he does it on the phone and stuff like that. And I'm just, And I have to be honest with you, that we have actually missed planes because we were still busy thanking people. The nice thing about it is the people we thanked then help us get on the next plane. You know, I was gone for 2 weeks. I was a week in Africa and in Europe, then a week in Europe. And one day we were, I was speaking to pastors and we had breakfast in Brussels and lunch in Paris and dinner in Vienna. And all in the same day. And I'm speaking to these groups of pastors and we're just leaving a little trail of people everywhere we go. It's so funny because in Vienna, I was sitting in a taxi and an elderly lady, 79-year-old woman and her husband come out, knock on the window. I roll the window down. She goes, "I'm a fan friend of yours on Facebook." I said, "Tell me your story." She says, "Well, I'm Romanian." I'm going, "Now, wait a minute. A Romanian 89-year-old woman in Paris watching me on Facebook." It's a new world, friends. We got a radical change here. This is a radical change. And so it helps other people. In fact, the Bible says this: do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. In other words, that's critical, complaining, negative, cynical, sarcastic, always putting other people down. Don't let that kind of stuff come out of your mouth. But only, the only thing that should come out of your mouth is what is helpful for building others up. He says, you need to talk not what builds you up, but what builds others up according to their needs, that it may benefit not you, but those who listen. That's called the ministry of affirmation. So why is gratitude, radical gratitude, in every situation, always God's will? It honors God. It creates fellowship. It brings you closer to people. It develops faith, particularly shows your trust in God in tough times. It serves other people. And then there's a fifth one. It is a witness. It is a witness to unbelievers. The best way to share your faith with other people is to start with gratitude. Do you know what I'm grateful for about you? That'll blow their mind.
Wow, what a great message from Pastor Rick today. And I have some exciting news to share with you. For just a limited time, you can get the Daily Hope Devotional, 365 Days of Purpose, Peace, and Promise in a beautiful special leather look gift edition. This stunning keepsake volume brings together 365 of Pastor Rick Warren's most loved devotionals, each designed to help you start your day with clarity, strength, and hope. Pastor Rick often says the most important decision you'll make each day is what you focus on, and this devotional will help you center your heart on God. Every day, you'll find a Bible verse to ground you in God's Word and a short teaching to help you understand God's truth. So, whether you're seeking deeper peace, stronger faith, or a renewed sense of direction, this book provides a trusted framework to grow spiritually, one day at a time. And because this leather look edition makes such a meaningful and lasting gift, it's also a powerful way to share God's love with the people you care about most. Be sure to request your copy today when you give a gift to help Daily Hope bring the Word of God to people all around the world. Just go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word HOPE to 70309. Again, that's the word HOPE to 70309. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.